this is very significant. It's part of the reform process for doing business in the country. And as investment promotion agents, we believe that this will go a long way in improving the environment for doing business in the country, and also our ability to attract foreign direct investment, as well as make conditions for local entrepreneurs conducive for investment. As you know, this process is informed by the rankings that are done specifically by the World Bank. They are doing business report. So we are looking at the indicators that the World Bank looks at, and then addressing each and everyone to see how the rankings can be improved and the overall doing business environment improved for a conducive investment environment.
As the Zimbabwe Investment Authority, how involved are you in this process?
Well, we are part of the whole process. The process is being done by way of various technical working groups, which look at the various indicators and addressing them and seeing which areas need to be reformed by way of a legislative review, by way of reviewing the processes, the procedures, the cost of doing business, and all those things. So as our investment authority, we are part of the overall framework in terms of participation in the various technical working groups which looks at the specific indicators that are being reviewed.
And are you seeing any interest in investing in Zimbabwe?
Of course, if we look at the projects that are submitted to us for approval, yes, we are seeing a lot of interest in investing in the country. I think in terms of submissions of projects, but we are yet to look at the, for example, a project that we approved last year. We will need to do some exercise to look at the implementation. But in terms of interest as shown by project proposals that have been submitted, we are seeing a lot of interest. Last year alone, we approved projects worth over $3 billion. So we think that is quite significant.
Lastly, there is a concern about policy inconsistencies when it comes to Zimbabwe. Are these some of the issues that you are addressing?
I think the issues that are being addressed, like I said, to do with reviewing and reforming the overall climate for doing business in terms of the procedures, in terms of the processes, the time frames, in terms of how long it would take for someone to do their business or to establish a business in the country, and overall the cost involved in doing business in the country.
Is this also bringing clarity to the issue of indigenization, which we understand has caused anxiety amongst investors?
I think the latest issue on indigenization and the economic policy clarity was issued. There was a statement issued by His Excellency the President on the 11th of April 2016. It is the statement which gives the overall clarification on indigenization and economic empowerment, and I don't think there's further clarity that one can make after that statement.